We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're going to bring in Kurt Heelan of NBCSports.com covering the NBA. Kurt, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, everybody.
Kurt, the Pelicans' playoff hopes are drastically on life support right now. It's not looking too good for them getting into that play-in spot after what we saw last night against the Warriors. But they get another matchup against the Warriors tonight, and they get to play them again one more time before the end of the season. Do you think this Pelicans team has enough room here at the end of the schedule to kind of elbow their way past San Antonio?
Never say never, but no. Probably not. There's just probably not enough runway left. I mean, they almost basically have to win out, right? Like, you're going to have to, I think there's 8 games left for them now.
Right.
You're going to have to go, if not 8-0, 7-1, and then hope you get a little bit of help from San Antonio down the stretch. I just don't know if they're going to be able to do that. That's kind of asking a lot, especially, like you said, you've got a couple games against the Warriors, which is, turns out that Steph Curry guy's, he's pretty good at basketball.
He's not bad at all.
He's not bad. They're just a tough team to beat, and there's a couple others in there. It's going to be tough to go, especially the way they're playing kind of right now defensively. I don't think they're going to be able to put that together. I mean, there's never say never, but I think 538 had him at like a 4% chance this morning. That sounds about right.
And, Kurt, you know what's frustrating? You know, when you play in the Spurs, you play in the Warriors, and it's like the playoffs before the playoffs. But how can you come out being so flat? I mean, don't you hold the coach accountable? I mean, I'm looking from the start against the Warriors. They fell behind by 18 points in the first quarter. We're playing at home. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. I agree. And I think, you know what, it's a sign of a young team, right? Just not being able to get up for those moments where the Warriors kind of, the veteran Warriors, big games last night from Draymond and Curry and the guys that knew they had to step up in that situation. And the other part of that is you're seeing more of it this year, I think, in general, just because the schedule is so compacted and so weird and guys just – there's nights they're just flat. There's nights that – I mean, that happens a little bit over the course of any NBA season anyway, but there's been a lot more of it in the second half this year where you're just like, how did they lose tonight? Like, that's not, but they just, teams mentally and physically just check out for a night, and you're seeing a lot more of it right now. It's just the Pelicans can't afford to do it.
Now, Kurt, now all the basketball you've witnessed, when you look at history, is Steph Curry, and he might have a teammate amongst there as far as accuracy, amongst the best shooters ever in NBA history. I mean, here he entered the game averaging basically 31.5 points a game, the most in the NBA. Had 17 points in the first quarter, and he finished with 41. I mean, to me, coming out of Davidson, Steph Curry, that's an amazing story.
He is the best shooter ever for me. And what separates him for me from Ray Allen and Reggie Miller, even his dad, who could certainly knock him down. He is equally dangerous off the dribble or off the catch, and that's kind of rare. Like, Ray Allen destroyed you on the catch, but if you made him put the ball on the floor,
it was different.
He was good, but he wasn't. Curry's just elite regardless, and plus, other guys are mimicking him now, like Curry, like Lillard and Trae Young and stuff, but that range, like, nobody's just had that, you better come and guard me at 35 feet. Because if you let me step into it out here, I'll nail it. And that just warps your defense. The gravity he has to pull defenders to him that far away just warps your defense and makes it so hard to go against him. So, to me, he is the best shooter ever, with all due respect to the host of other great shooters that
right
through this league.
Now, Kurt, when I look at Bond, it's been Achilles' heel for the Pels because it is hit or miss. Because I think Zion is an alpha dog. I mean, how he can attack the basket. I don't know about Brandon Ingram yet. But I'm looking outside shooting, and I'm looking at New Orleans just over the past month, how, I don't know, if they make their outside shots, they got a great chance to win, but they might not. Look, they went 5 of 24 from distance against Golden State. Well, that's one reason why they didn't win. I mean, it's too – even Lonzo Ball, whoever it might be, all of a sudden he ties a career high on Saturday with 8 3-pointers. Then he goes 1 of 9. I mean, so it seems at times Zion does not – if he's penetrating and they want to play zone, whatever, when he's kicking it out, we don't have enough players that can jack it up and make it on a consistent level from the three-point line.
I think you nailed it. It's consistency. There's some guys like Lonzo who are capable. And frankly, if you look at his overall shooting numbers for the season, you're like, hey, that's pretty good. But you're right. It's very up and down and kind of a confidence thing. And I think that they, you know, David Griffin and company have some serious decisions to make because of the leap, you know, that Zion's made this year. Frankly, I was putting together, you know, I'm an awards voter. I started to put together my list, and I'm like, I started with a longer list. I mean, like way back at the middle of the season. But I've got Zion on my, like, most improved player list. And I don't know that he's going to get my vote. Or a vote on my three.
But he's on the list.
But he's got to be considered. But he's got to be considered, right? Like, he's made a leap this year, and you now have to really consider how you're building your team around him. I love Brandon Ingram, but is it a little too much your turn, my turn with him? Or does he really going to fit next to Zion? And I think you're right about shooting and then finding, you know, wing defenders and stuff, which everybody's looking for. You're going to have to find the right pieces to go around Zion to make this work, because you have a potentially generational talent there, but that's not enough, man. You've got to put the right players around them.
Kurt, I don't know if you agree with this, but, you know, different personalities. Not everybody can be an alpha dog. You know, I look at the Lakers and where they're at with AD, and then I look at B.I., you know, Brandon Ingram. No, they're all-star players, but not necessarily alpha dog. You know who's an alpha dog? I don't know if he's going to win anything, but he always catches your attention. Russell Westbrook, you know, he's a dog, alpha, had the third game in NBA history with 20-plus rebounds and 20-plus assists. Look at himself and Will Chamberlain have the other two. So he has two out of the three. And you look at Westbrook, listen, career-high 21 rebounds, career-high tying 24 assists. So he's not a ball hog. He got the assists. His league-leading 32nd triple-double of the season. He has 178 triple-doubles. Now, this is when I was growing up. I know the Big O going back to the Cincinnati Royals before the Milwaukee Bucks. Oscar Robinson, he's three short of that record and 7 games remaining for the Washington Wizards. You might like Russell Westbrook or you can't stand him, but I know he's the alpha dog. That he is like takes control of his situation, and you never got to worry about him leading the way.
Now, you know what I love about Russell? He's been in the league now for, you know, more than a decade. Nobody plays harder than him every night. Talk
right
about a guy who just brings it, man. Just, there's no nights off. There's no chill mode. There's nothing that's not 110% every time he steps on the court. And frankly, physically, he's held up pretty well considering his style. Guys who play, you know, Dwayne Wade was kind of that way and had to modify his style a little bit. A, because LeBron was there, but B, because it takes a toll on your body when you play that way, man. You know, when you're always hitting the floor and doing everything, he's like that all the time. And I think that, you know, he's not always the most efficient shooter, and there, you can try to pick apart parts of
right
the game, but the energy he brings is infectious. And you can see the Wizards, when they finally got healthy and got most of their players back around him, how his energy just brings them up. And then again, they've got a guy who can kind of shoot the rock next to him in Beal, and that's
right,
that's a hot team right now. That's a team that, you know, they're going to be the 10 seed in that play-in thing, but if they made it through that to the playoffs, it wouldn't be shocking. That's a good team.
Kurt, who's your favorite right now as we approach the end of the season? Who's your favorite to win it all?
Can I take the field over anybody?
Nobody's dominant right now, right?
No, I will, because it's a health thing to me. I'm like, I'm going to say Brooklyn because I still think if they get everybody on the floor, that's the team. But is Harden going to be Harden when he gets back around the start of the playoffs, probably?
Right.
Is he going to be back to being himself? And it's kind of the same thing with the Lakers now. You know, LeBron James was back for a game, but you know, I was at that Toronto game. He was not moving like LeBron James. It was clearly bothering him. He leaves early. He didn't play last night against Denver. He's not playing the next two games for them. He's not. You can't just – the Lakers are such a top-heavy roster that they can't just have LeBron and Anthony Davis there. Like, they just can't roll them out and like, oh, that's fine. We've got all these other guys. No, it's like LeBron and Anthony Davis have to be dominant for that team to succeed. So it's really – like, the Clippers look great on paper, but they keep having some duds, and they're not completely healthy. And the Bucks, the Bucks have got to prove it to me. So I'm going to go with Brooklyn, but I think what I love about this season, too, is that I don't know. Usually we go into the playoffs like, man, I don't know if anybody can beat Golden State this year or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that feeling this year. I don't have that feeling this year at all. I really genuinely don't know who's going to win this thing.
Kurt, what do you think about LeBron's about face regarding the play-in game now that they're getting close to have to play in it?
Yes. Suddenly, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, it was the same with Mark Cuban and Luka Doncic. Once they look like they might have to play in it, oh, this is an awful idea. Yeah, there's a whole lot of self-interest going on there. Look, that thing's not going anywhere either. Like, it's what the league wanted outside of to give their TV partners, like, two. These are games you're going to watch, right? This is what we love.
Because the games are meaningful. Because it's meaningful,
right.
Yeah.
Right, and it makes these games meaningful. You want that 6 seed, right? If you're the Lakers right now, or Portland or Dallas, you're fighting to get that 5-6 seed and not fall into 7 in the West because you don't want to invite Durant, even if you're the Lakers. I mean, and you've got a healthy LeBron and Anthony Davis. Yeah, you'll probably be fine, but you don't want to invite the randomness of right now the 8 seed is Golden State. Yeah, I think you guys saw what Steph Curry can do on a given night. Like, I don't want to see that, and then I lose that one. He gets hot, and we lose, and now I got to play one game against whoever comes out of that lower thing. One game, that's just too much risk. It's too much randomness. You don't want to invite it. But that makes these games meaningful, which is what the league wanted, because everybody coasted into the playoffs.
Yes.
Nobody's doing it now. Nobody, you can't. And I think that's good for the league in the long run.
I agree.
Bobby, you got any more?
No, I think Kurt hit it right on, because it's all about the TV. ESPN, yeah, whatever coming about. Is that they want games that are meaningful, and you want to watch to see, yeah, what's going to happen. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, listen, whether LeBron likes it or not, he don't want to be in a desperate situation with the Lakers. But when he talked about whoever, came up with this idea, but the commissioner approved it. I mean, I think overall the players approved the NBA commissioner. So, LeBron, with his opinion, he lost out on this one.
Yeah. You know, the great advantage that football always had, and NFL and college, but and particularly college, every game really matters, man, right? Like, if you're LSU, you lose a game, you're like, man, I don't know about the national title. And
yeah,
we still win the
SEC. It's like, over, right?
Every game carries weight. And the NFL, NBA is never going to be completely that if you're playing even 70. You know, you could cut it back to 70. You're still going to have some empty games in there. But the fewer of those there are, and the more leverage you can put into those games, the more meaning, then the more. Not only is it just a more entertaining product because I got to play my stars, but on top of that, like, I want to tune in. I want to watch those games because it matters.
Kurt Helin, thanks so much for the time. We always appreciate you joining us.
Anytime. Take care.
Thanks, Kurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.